The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. Good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-L-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, I don't know, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour, pretty much all Astros. But we'll switch things up a little bit here and talk NFL. Let's go through the league first, and then we'll
stick on the Texans for a while.
Yeah, we'll get the Texans after we finish this. But first, we go to London, where your Minnesota Vikings,
Thriller.
6-2 over the lowly, awful, nothing else to say about Cleveland Browns.
Why'd they go back to Deshaun Kizer?
I have no idea.
I don't know what they're doing, honestly. They're a mess, and they should keep losing.
33-16 was your final. And big game in Buffalo. Is it okay to say the Bills might not suck anymore?
I think that it's safe to say that they don't suck. I'm not willing to say that they're good yet, but I think it is safe to say they don't suck. I'm looking forward, 2 weeks from now they play the Saints, two teams that have good records that I'm not sold on. I'm looking forward to seeing that and seeing which one of them is more real.
Another big day for LeSean McCoy, and Bills win at 34-14.
Yeah, LeSean McCoy, by the way, until last week hadn't had a big day, and now he's had two big ones in a row, so welcome to the party.
Bengals barely beat the Colts 24-23.
I told you, this was, to me, the easiest play on the board this week was Colts plus double digits. I didn't understand why that was the number when these two teams were basically the same. And, you know, the Bengals tried to get away from them for a little bit, but Jacoby Brissett's not trash. He played all right. Frank Gore actually ran like he wasn't 100 years old. So it was a good win for the Bengals, you know, that they were able to hold on to it. But the Colts, that was just a stupid number, in my opinion, to put that big of a number on them.
Patriots 21-13 over the Chargers.
Yeah, I still don't know what to make of the Patriots. I mean, obviously they won, and they're 6-2. So they're good. But
and they barely covered 7.5.
Yeah, I just don't feel like you can confidently say, oh yeah, these are the same old Patriots. They're just not. And you remember at the beginning of the season, there were people talking about them going undefeated. And they don't even look great to me. They look pretty good.
Saints beat the Bears 20-12. Bears still have no passing game.
No, they're a mess. They did complete more passes though, 14, yeah, and one to the other team, so 15 total. But they got a little bit of running game. Just the Saints were able to hold them off. Got some good running time from Mark Ingram, and you know they kind of slowed down the pace once they got out in front and let the Bears slowly creep back in it. But they were never able to catch up with them.
Falcons go on the road and get a win over the Jets, 25-20. Kind of about time for the Falcons.
Yeah, they needed that because a loss there kind of drops them into obscurity. I would think especially the way. You know, teams like New Orleans are playing in their division. They can't afford to do that. So, big win for them. Another team, though, that they're a shell of what you would have expected from them to be. So, they've got a lot of problems right now they got to figure out.
Eagles aren't messing around right now.
No, they're legit.
33-10.
Yeah, Carson Wentz is money. And even when he doesn't have a great day, that defense is nice. And, you know, they have a couple takeaways and just a really solid top-to-bottom performance. I kind of thought maybe they would struggle a little bit without Jason Peters, but it didn't seem to matter.
No. Panthers go in and beat the Bucks 17-3. I don't know what the Bucks are. I to be honest with you, I thought that was going to be a team to compete for the playoffs this year. And as bad as Carolina looked last week, Buccaneers looked almost as bad this week.
Yeah, they're a mess right now. And Jameis Winston obviously has some health issues, but if your health issues are that bad, you've got one of the more competent backup quarterbacks in the league. Take a step back and say, hey, maybe we've got a better chance if I'm not out there throwing picks and ducks. And that's what he did, and they just got hammered at home by the Panthers.
Cowboys beat the Redskins 33-19. Big win for Dallas. Another big game for Zeke Elliott.
Yeah, a game where, honestly, Dak didn't really do much. He wasn't asked to do much, and Zeke Elliott sort of carried the load for him. And really kind of cruised. It got close there at the end, and then a pick six by Kirk Cousins to seal it. The Redskins were actually driving to tie it, and then Kirk Cousins throws the pick six that was brutal, cost him the game.
And I admit I did not watch any of this game because it was on during the Astros game, but the Steelers beat the Lions 20-15.
I didn't watch much. I watched a little bit of it, not a lot. But I was mostly watching for fantasy football purposes because I had the Lions kicker, luckily, and he kicked 5 field goals, which was very nice.
So there you go. That's your one reason to watch.
Yes. 5 for 5, Fred. Long of 51. What a day.
And, of course, the game that we haven't had a chance to talk about, Texans Seahawks. Seahawks win at 41-38. And a lot of takeaways from this one.
Yeah, I got a lot of thoughts on this. We can probably kill the music now, John. We'll talk about this without the aid of music. Here's what I'll say. Deshaun Watson is the right guy. I know that sounds obvious, but he's clearly the right guy.
Welcome to the team.
He's also a rookie. I heard Barry and Joel talking about that third interception like it doesn't count. I mean, you got a chance to go down and kick a game-winning field goal. That counts. I mean, obviously, it's not. I'm not going to hold that against him a lot, but they're just acting like, oh, that doesn't count on his interception totals. Let me tell you something. When Russell Wilson threw that interception in the end zone in the Super Bowl, it counted. Even though it was the last play of the game, it still counted. But Deshaun looked really good. The line is starting to crumble around him more and more now. I mean, he got sacked 5 times in that game. And unless he runs the ball himself, they can't run the ball.
Yeah.
And that's going to be problematic as the season goes on. Because how often do you really want Deshaun Watson running? I don't want him to run very much.
I wanted him running on third down yesterday on that last possession.
I would have liked that too.
But
Lamar Miller is just, I mean, it's just nothing. And Alfred Blue is the same thing. And I don't know what the deal is. You know, usually teams that have crappy offensive lines would rather run block than pass block, but they're doing a better job of pass block. Not to say they're doing a good job pass blocking, but they're doing a better job than they are run blocking. It's got to improve. Secondly, DeAndre Hopkins and Will Fuller both had a hell of a day yesterday. And, you know, I've been an outspoken critic of Will Fuller because I think he drops the ball way too much. No drops yesterday, had some great catches on two of the prettiest throws. I mean, this is what excites me. When Deshaun Watson makes these throws, these deep balls, I mean, you can't not be excited about it. And the more I was watching that game, Deshaun Watson looks like Russell Wilson. I mean, their games are very similar. And both the guys lead their team in rushing. They both threw for 4 touchdowns, both threw for over 400. Both throw some of the best deep balls you'll find. And if Deshaun Watson can cut down on the turnovers and he becomes Russell Wilson, I mean, what a coup that is for the Texans. I was critical of that pick of trading up to make that pick because it just seems like you're giving away a lot for an unknown commodity. They did the right thing. At least that's the way it looks now. They did the right thing because in my opinion, for the first time in a long time, I feel like they've got a quarterback they can do something with. That said, the defense sucks now. I mean, it's a mess.
The defense is an absolute joke, and that's why. And the only thing I'll really be critical of is running the ball 3 straight times with Miller after the interception. I would have liked to have seen your leading rusher get 1 crack at it.
I would have liked that too.
And
because Seattle knew what was coming.
Yeah,
and they knew you want. And I heard Barry on the show before us talking about, you know, it was a read pass option for Deshaun. Deshaun's not allowed to throw the ball there.
No.
Bill O'Brien's never going to let him throw that ball because if it's incomplete, the clock stops and Seattle gets they have a timeout now. I mean, obviously it ended up not mattering because, you know, because of the defense.
Right.
But there was no chance for him to throw that ball there. But he could have tucked that ball and run with it. And that would have been nice to see because you got exactly what you've gotten all day from Lamar Miller on that play. You need 4 yards. You're averaging 2.5. What do you get? 2.5.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
That's the thing. I'd kind of like to see, instead of putting the game in Lamar Miller's hands there or in the defense's hands or even Bill O'Brien's, I'd kind of like to say, you know what? Put it in Deshaun Watson's hands. Let him make the call.
I'm with you, man.
And you know what? If you lose that way, all right, that's your best player. That is your best offensive weapon, period. And I thought he was going to be good. I've said that all along, that I thought he was the best quarterback.
Did you know he'd be here already?
I didn't expect him to be this good this soon. But,
I didn't either. I thought he could be good. I didn't know he could be this good.
I thought he'd eventually be this, maybe.
But if you had told me on draft day he'll eventually turn into Russell Wilson, sign me up. It seemed like so far-fetched at the time. But, of course, Russell Wilson to me seemed far-fetched at the time.
See, that's another guy I liked.
Yeah.
Coming out of college. But the one thing, you know, a lot of talk about Watson and everything, but I think we might want to start including Russell Wilson in that MVP conversation.
Oh, he's so good.
But that team doesn't have the weapons around him. No.
He's turning Paul Richardson into a Pro Bowler. I mean, it's pretty unreal. And you talk about not having a running game. Eddie Lacy is a walking trash can. Like, I don't know how that guy still works in the NFL. It's unbelievable.
So, Wilson leads the team in rushing with 30 yards on 4 carries. Do you know what the rest of the team had?
I think they had 2 besides Russell Wilson. Am I wrong?
3 yards.
3.
On 17 carries.
Ugh. I mean, that's just horrible. And that's not even taken into account Rawls, who could have caught a touchdown and drops it, and then they have to kick a field goal from like the 2-yard line. I mean, it's just he's not getting much help. But we talked about this, I feel like, with Chris Harris, about how Russell Wilson's value is going up because he doesn't have a lot of great things around him and he's just having to do everything on his own, but he's doing it. I mean, it's pretty unreal.
Well, I love the way, in Watson's case, he does have some receivers now. I love the way that he and Will Fuller have connected, and Hopkins is playing really well again. And
yep.
That helps, but Watson's the one that makes it go.
The Hopkins touchdown pass where he basically – caught the ball. I mean, it was like a 3-yard pass and then just ran 69-70 yards on his own. That's a big time play. And that's the kind of plays they need from DeAndre Hopkins. That's like what a number one does.
Yeah.
Is he, you know, and he's a big physical dude. He should be doing that. But yeah, it's just a really complete game for Deshaun Watson. The turnovers have to cut down. And, you know, like I said, the third interception, you got to throw it up and make a play. You know, it wasn't a perfectly thrown ball by any means.
But that's an effort interception. You're trying to get the ball down the field.
Yeah. And the other two, those were rookie throws. Like, not knowing that Sherman was going to jump that route was a rookie throw. Throwing to a guy who was already blanketed by Sherman when Earl Thomas is roaming free, that's a rookie move. But again, the loss isn't on the offense. I mean, the loss is on the defense. You could say what you want about play calling on offense on that last drive.
That was my only complaint because, my goodness, you're going to put up 38 in Seattle?
Yeah. How about this, though?
You're supposed to win.
You don't convert third down. Okay, let's punt. And now Seattle has to go damn near the whole field and score a touchdown. Not a field goal. They've got to score a touchdown. And the defense just basically lays down on their backs and spreads their legs. I mean, it was just an embarrassing performance as far as I'm concerned defensively. And I feel like Mike Vrabel should be getting looked at. I mean, obviously, the losing J.J. Watt and Whitney Mercilus, those things hurt. Defense wasn't great before those guys were gone. I mean, it's more of a you didn't do anything to add to your secondary. And it was like, oh, well, Kevin Johnson had hardly been on the field. And if the Kevin Johnson we saw yesterday is the Kevin Johnson everyone's been waiting for, that ain't going to help. So I don't know what the answer is, but this team, I don't know if they're a playoff team. And I guess we've got plenty of time to discuss. Maybe that's what we can discuss next. Are they a playoff team? Because it makes me sick that we've waited so long for this team and said, oh, all they need is a quarterback. And now they've got one, and it's like, oh, this team is just a quarterback. I mean, all of a sudden they're the Colts with Andrew Luck back there and nothing else.
Yep.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. All right, well, we'll talk more Texans on the other side, take some calls. Texas Star Grill Shop, they're celebrating 5 years with huge sales on grills. Starting November 1st, that's on Wednesday, they're going to slash grill prices on all the biggest brands like Traeger, Weber, Kamado Joe, Napoleon, Saber, Green Mountain. Those Saber grills offer the infrared gas grill with no flare-ups. They're always moist and juicy meat. Texas Star Grill Shop just purchased a truckload of them, and they're ready for some great deals. This Saturday, November 4th, head over to the location in Spring, which is in the Champions area right off Louetta, as the anniversary sale continues. Experts from Traeger, DCS, Napoleon, and Memphis are all going to be there at the shop showing off their products and grilling up some delicious grub. And as always, guys, free delivery and assembly. I know because they came to my house and assembled my pit for absolutely free. Stop by the Texas Star Grill Shop, located Shepherd and 59 in Houston, or right there on Louetta in Spring. TexasGrillShop.com. Texas Star Grill Shop, we have your grill. Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from The Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sports book, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780, ESPN's your number. Talking a little Texans. Yes, I still think they're a playoff team because I don't think that division's nearly that tough. And I think most of the teams they have left aren't going to be able to, with the exception of maybe the Rams and the Steelers, certainly, I think most of these teams are going to be playing, aren't going to be able to put up points on them the way that, like, the Seahawks and the Chiefs and the Patriots have done.
Yeah.
And I think they'll score enough, but they've got to fix that defense. There's a lot of issues back there, and it's real easy to say, well, they lost Watt and they lost Merciless, but as you were saying before, they weren't very good when those guys were out there.
And by the way, they've lost Christian Covington now.
Yeah.
For the rest of the season, more than likely, broke his leg.
Yeah.
Tore his bicep. Mm. So that's probably a season ender right there. Yeah, they're just a mess. They're falling apart. They don't have any depth there.
And you know, the secondary's not good enough to overcome the lack of a pass rush. I think they've got to scheme some things differently. And I think at some point, yeah, you do need to shine a spotlight on Vrabel and say, is this guy doing a good job? Was this the right move?
I don't know. And it's hard to say yes at the time. And, Lamont was asking, do the Texans extend Bill O'Brien now? If Deshaun Watson keeps doing what he's doing, it's hard to say no, right?
Yeah. I would.
He's in charge of the offense. My guess is, yeah.
But I think we need to see how the season plays out.
There's still a lot of time left.
Yeah, he may not want to. He may not want to coach for that owner.
You're right.
So, you know, maybe Dwayne Brown doesn't want to be here because of all this stuff. So it just a lot can change. And you know, I will say, all the things I've criticized O'Brien for in the past, he's done a really good job calling plays on offense and using Watson and putting Watson in position to succeed. Now they got to get their defense.
Yeah.
So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 is your number. And Ben the Skeleton says, I think this might be the worst group of safeties in the league. All four of them are absolute trash. I don't know if they're absolute trash, but it's not a strong, it's not their strongest position group. And I think there's a lot of, it looks worse because there have been several times where they've just completely blown assignments back there.
Yeah.
And given up too many big plays. And somebody says Clowney has regressed.
Are you crazy?
I think we're watching a different Clowney.
To me, Clowney's the only bright spot on that defense right now.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't know where that came from.
And honestly, this is probably unpopular opinion, but if I could have only Clowney or Watt going forward, I'd probably take Clowney.
Well, until I know Watt can walk again, I probably would agree with you.
Yeah, even when he does walk, though, I don't think he's ever going to be the same player. I think you're already starting to see some of that erosion.
Well, it's hard to tell. He just hasn't been out there enough for us to judge. And I thought he looked really good. He wasn't getting the sack numbers, but I also think that there's something to be said for Clowney having more freedom in this defense.
Yeah.
Because it was always Watt was the guy that they moved around, and you had to count for him. Well, now they're doing that with Clowney. And last year when Watt was out, I thought Clowney played pretty darn well in that position. So there may be something to maybe those two don't quite mesh because you can't do the same thing with both of them. And that may be an adjustment down the road as well. 713-780-ESPN. Is your number 713-780-3776. And Nick was saying, I find it funny that the deep ball was one of the downsides of Watson. The scouts were wrong. I always liked the way he threw the deep ball in college. I thought his passing was a lot more accurate than he got credit for. And that's why I was a lot higher on him than some people. It's just I thought he was a really accurate passer who could throw the ball deep. And that everybody thought of him as a running guy. And that's not really the case.
No.
With all the defensive line injuries, do you think they'll call Vince Wilfork? It looks like he's eating himself out of
the opportunity to come back.
Yeah, if those commercials are to be believed. But, I mean, wouldn't hurt. Pick up the phone. Just see, hey, Vince, you want to quit eating? No, probably not. Let's squeeze in a phone call. Corey. What's up, Corey?
Sports guys, what's going on?
Hey now, sports.
Hey, so I called in earlier about you all were talking about Altuve. If you want to take that, then take it. But if we're talking Texans, we'll talk Texans. What do y'all want?
Let's hear some Texans. We kind of moved on.
Okay. So with in response to the person that texted in about Clowney maybe digressing a little bit, do you think that maybe because he's now the prominent defender on that line, now he's getting more attention, kind of like Watt was, where they're double teaming him, and so you're seeing a little bit of slack in his numbers just because offensive lines are giving him more attention? I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, but normally if you're getting more attention, you should be doing less. But I don't see that what that texter is saying. I don't see regression from Clowney. I saw Clowney really, and granted, Seattle's offensive line is almost as bad as the Texans, maybe even worse. I mean, they're a mess there too. But Clowney had his way with those guys yesterday. Russell Wilson just made some fantastic plays to get away from pressure, sort of like Watson was doing a lot of the day. And luckily for, I would say one of the bigger differences between the two guys is sometimes Watson lets the offensive line collapse onto him, whereas Russell Wilson does a better job of getting away from where the line is falling down around him. Although, again, I think that's just something that's going to come with experience, you know, and that way when the offensive line gets dominated, it's not necessarily an instant sack. But, I just don't see the regression or whatever people are talking about with Clowney. I thought he looked really good yesterday.
Yeah. But like you said, that their offensive line isn't very good either.
No.
But he's, is he going to be a 20 sack guy? No. But is he going to be an impact guy? He's good in a run. He requires at least attention from two blockers. And I think with Watt gone, they have an opportunity with him to put him in positions where he can succeed. And he's doing it. I think he looks good. I don't think he's the problem with that defense. I think there's other issues there.
Oh, I think there's plenty more issues.
So,
man, I've got a list of Deshaun Watson stats.
Yeah.
That are just crazy. Deshaun Watson has now passed Kurt Warner for the most touchdown passes in their first seven NFL games, career games. That Kurt Warner tweeted that out yesterday.
Yeah.
Most three pass touchdown games in a season for rookies since 1970. Peyton Manning, Steve McNair, Dak Prescott, and he's still got nine games left to go. So that's his fourth three touchdown game. So he's already tied the record for three touchdown games by a rookie with nine games left to go. And that Manning and McNair ended up being league MVPs. Dak looks pretty good. He's tied for the league lead in touchdown passes right now with 19. Watson and Russell Wilson became the sixth opposing quarterbacks to have 400 yards and four touchdowns, the first since Roethlisberger and Brady in 2013. The Texans had nine plays of 20 yards or more, as Mac Brown would call them, explosive plays. That's tied for most in the Pete Carroll era versus Seattle. And then the craziest number, I think, is the NFL rookie record for touchdown passes in a season is 26. Deshaun Watson is on pace to throw 43.
Jeez.
I mean, he's just he's exceeding everyone's expectations. I would imagine even Bill O'Brien and Rick Smith's.
Here's another one for you. The last five games, Texans have scored 33, 57, 34, 33, and 38 points. The most they scored in a game last year, 27.
Doesn't it feel like 2009?
A little bit.
Like, yeah. Like Matt Schaub's putting up these crazy cartoon numbers and the defense is just trash.
Yeah, it does, although it feels different because this kid's going to keep getting better.
I agree. Like, I believe in him long term, and I felt like Schaub was kind of fool's gold. But, yeah, I mean, it's you know what? And this is going to sound like moral victory Monday. I don't mean it to be that. They're 3-4, but they're fun to watch. I mean, if anything. And would I take being, you know, 5-2 and not fun to watch? Sure, I'll take that any day. Like Buffalo. Buffalo's not fun to watch. I'll take that 5-2 over the 3-4 here. That's exciting. But, you know, I like watching this team play. I like watching that quarterback. I mean, I just think he's a fun player to watch. And if he keeps getting better, my goodness, I don't know what the limit is.
It's Monday.
Yeah, thank you.
Moral victory Monday.
I got to tell you guys about
how bad that was.
I got to tell you guys about Allied Outdoor Solutions. They can beautify your backyard with custom outdoor kitchens, patio covers, fire features, water features. They can renovate your faded pool deck or your grayed out patio with a carved stone overlay that'll give you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's trial hand carved, custom colored for your home so it looks great, twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects, and they can help you save money. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. They are a certified ICIP installer since 2010. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Okay, so here's another one for you, AJ.
Okay.
Deshaun Watson is already tied for fourth in most touchdown passes by a Texans quarterback.
That's not shocking at all. That's not shocking. He's already beat Osweiler, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Osweiler had 15, as you recall. But Schaub first with 124. David Carr second with 59. Sage Rosenfels third with 24.
Oh, he's going to catch him.
Tied for fourth, Brian Hoyer and Deshaun Watson.
Hold on. Schaub's one. Who's two?
David Carr.
Okay.
Yeah. He's going to pass Carr next year.
Yeah, he probably will.
If it makes you feel...
Although this offensive line is starting to look a lot like David Carr's offensive line. Who knows if it'll last that long.
He was tied for ninth. Tony Banks and TJ Yates.
Oh, strong.
You mean TJ Yates can pass Tony Banks?
You mean the playoff winning? That's only yeah. Listen, guys, let's not. Don't you dare besmirch TJ Yates.
You're top 10. You're top 10. This is how bad it's been. That's why you should be excited about this kid.
Okay, I've got a quick pet peeve.
Yeah.
Jason on Twitter saying, okay, you're saying Andre Howell, J. Joe, and Kareem are all trash now. It's Coach Vrabel's playing defense. WTF is Romeo. And he tagged all those guys. Like
Twitter tattler?
Yeah. I don't need that. But, yeah, if you watched those guys yesterday, yeah, they all sucked. So, I like Kareem Jackson. I like Jonathan Joseph. They played like garbage yesterday. Everyone in that secondary did. I don't know that Andre Howell's that good, period. You know, but don't go Mike Vrabel tagging athletes. That's I don't need it. I don't need it. I don't need to deal with it. But yeah, those guys did suck yesterday. And run, go tell.
Yeah, if you Twitter tattle on me, I just block you. I've gotten where I pretty much will block you for anything that you piss me off about. So
yeah, first quarterback with 400 passing yards, 4 touchdowns, and 50 rushing yards in a game ever. That's wild. I'm assuming that stat is accurate. That he's the only person ever to do that. What's crazy is, had Russell Wilson run for 20 more yards, they would have been the first two times ever, and it would have happened in one game.
Yeah. So your top 10 all time in touchdown passes: Schaub, Carr, Rosenfels, Hoyer, Watson, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Brock Osweiler, number 7 on the list. Case Keenum, 8th on the list. TJ Yates, 9. Tony Banks, 10. Just missing the top 10? Ryan Mallett.
Oh, sorry, Ryan. But he did throw some touchdowns this week, didn't he?
Against the Dolphins.
Gunslinger. Gunslinger.
Where's Mr. Dave Ragone? Did he even throw one?
Dave Ragone did not.
No touchdowns. Damn it.
Whoa.
Well, I said, damn it.
Oh.
I think it was me saying, no, it just sounded, the way it went together sounded bad. But yeah,
here's the rest of your guys. This is what's bad is once you get to number 12, Brandon Whedon with 3, all of these other guys, 2 of them are receivers and 1's a running back. And they're all ahead of Tom Savage.
Yeah.
Jake Delhomme 1, Matt Leinart 1, Jabbar Gaffney 1 touchdown pass.
Oh, wow.
Cecil Shorts, good 1 touchdown pass.
I actually remember that.
James Allen, running back, touchdown pass. Arian Foster.
He had one?
He had one as well. All of those guys rank ahead of Tom Savage, Dave Ragone, Rex Grossman. Oh, God, there's some names on this list.
There's no need to be a hater, Fred.
I'm just making a comment.
I mean, come on.
Is it strange that, like, I feel like he's the only backup quarterback in the league that has his helmet on the entire game?
Tom Savage?
Yeah.
He doesn't want to show his face.
Usually they're, have the headsets on with the clipboard trying to help the starting quarterback.
Yeah, not him. He's not talking to that guy. He knows that his job's gone. His job is he's officially the only thing they need him for is if Deshaun gets hurt. That's why he's ready to go. Got that helmet on just in case, because
how bad would this team be if Deshaun got hurt?
Oh boy,
it'd be no fun to watch at all.
Yeah, they don't need that.
Let's try Sean. What's up, Sean?
Hey guys, what's up? Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I know you obviously hit fantasy later on in the week, but I just from a fantasy perspective, I wanted to bounce something off AJ. So I was fortunate enough to scoop up Will Fuller around week 3 or 4 off waivers, and I already had the trifecta going, so Watson and Hopkins. So now I'm seeing that Fuller is like the definition of home run hitter. So what's your thing on starting a must start every week. Will Fuller, like, over an Amari Cooper.
Yeah, that's tough. Like, because this week they obviously both got some. That's not going to happen most weeks. My honest opinion would be I would try to trade one of those two guys away rather than I don't like the idea of starting a quarterback and two receivers from the same team. God forbid they have a bad week and then your whole week sunk because you played the same three guys from one team. I would try to diversify a little bit. But, yeah, other than that, though, I do think that it's having Will Fuller is a nice little pickup. I picked him up in one of my leagues as well, in my money league, and he's doing pretty well for me.
Taylor says, y'all are all in on Moral Victory Monday. The kid could throw five picks a game, but if he has the yards and TDs, he's thumbs up.
No, well, I'll tell you what. He's watching with my eyeballs.
Yeah, and when he does throw five picks in a game, come tell me, because he hasn't done that yet.
But I'm just telling you, with what I'm seeing, looks good.
Yeah, does he need to cut down on the picks? Absolutely. But
he's also a rookie quarterback.
Yeah. He's also doing some historic things here. And, yeah, I don't know what you're – I don't know what you're looking for.
No, I don't either. No, I've been nothing but impressed with that dude. So, maybe not for everybody, but I like the guy quite a bit.
I've been high on him since I drafted him, and I he's proven to be better than I expected. And
Michael says, "What happened to the narrative that AJ doesn't like black quarterbacks? Was that ever a thing? Did people believe that I don't like black quarterbacks? I hope that's not the case." Was I a known quarterback racist, John?
I don't think so.
Let's see.
The only thing that you don't like
short
about
quarterbacks
and ugly quarterbacks.
And ugly quarterbacks, I'm against. I don't remember ever saying I don't like black quarterbacks.
And you have a preference of big, tall quarterbacks.
I like big, handsome, strapping quarterbacks. That's my preference.
Last year was a complete disaster.
Brock's not handsome. Get out of here with that. He's a weird-looking dude. One thing he did do, or that Watson did, here's a similarity, something that Watson and Osweiler have in common now. At a press conference last year and now this year, both of them sat down and said that pick six, that's not going to happen again. And then they did it again. Like Osweiler said, I'm done throwing interceptions. And that was a lie, flat out lie. But Watson said, I threw that pick six. It was a mistake. It's not going to happen again. And he threw another pick six. Don't lie to me. Just tell me. Listen, sometimes I'm going to throw a pick six, but I'm going to try to do a bunch of good stuff that's going to make up for it. I'll accept that. If you tell me you're not going to throw a pick six, I'm going to expect that. It's like when you tell your wife, I'll be home by midnight, knowing damn well you'll probably stay out till 1:30.
Right.
Just say, I'll be home late. And then that's what you say. Don't blatantly say, I'll be home at midnight on the dot and then stay out till 1:30. Don't tell me you're not going to throw another pick six and then go out and throw one. You can't do that. It's a warning. What do you got to read here, Fred?
I got to tell the people about MyBookie. And if you're not in on the action yet, you need to be. And game tonight, you can jump right in on. You want to bet NFL? They got you covered. College football, hockey, soccer. You want to bet soccer? MyBookie has the best odds and action for players big and small. And you know what? If you want to try out their casino, instant blackjack, roulette, Vegas-style slots right there in the palm of your hand. And for those of you like me who like the horses, guess what? They got a great race book as well. They're the industry-leading sports book. They hook you up for all your betting needs. And they've also got that great, great mobile site to use. And when you put in your first deposit, you're going to score 844-900-2387 or sign up online using promo code FRED. You can also sign up online right off your phone. Just visit mybookie.ag today. Bet with the biggest, bet with the best, only at MyBookie. And if you win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387. Mention promo code FRED and an extra 50% on your initial deposit.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing, don't give up.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. The journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two Florida to see Houston take on Jacksonville December 17th. Log on to ESPN975.com and find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You could win a three-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, downtown Jacksonville Riverfront. Go to the football game at Everbank Field and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club, courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. Visit Florida and ESPN975.com. We also have another giveaway we'll do in a minute, but first we're going to do the Zadot Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadot Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, AJ, I have a study for you.
Give it to me.
Okay, well, would you trust the study if it came from, say, Stanford University?
Seems like a reputable spot.
Yeah, you would. And they studied more than 50,000 Americans ages 25 to 45.
Okay.
And what they found out is that those who smoked marijuana on a regular basis had 20% more sex than those who didn't.
Oh, really?
Yes. So if you're smoking weed, you're having 20% more sex than people who don't.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember when I was, when I smoked the most, which would have been like high school, I never wanted to have sex when I was high. I was like,
so it was always an aphrodisiac for me.
Yeah. That's how I felt about coke. Not so much pot. That was
interesting.
Yeah. But it just made me want to fall asleep, kind of.
That's kind of now. If I've had a lot to drink and then I smoke, I just go right to sleep.
Yeah,
but I like that. It helps me sleep.
Oh yeah, I'll
probably be doing that tonight because I need about 20 hours sleep, man. Regardless, that's your Zadot Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Blitz Survivor Chris here. All four of us made it another week. Yeah, but you two guys almost didn't.
By the skin of your teeth.
Yeah. So all four of us remain alive in this thing.
Ah. I thought it was just going to be us.
Yep.
Thought it was going to be us. Oh, well.
All we needed was the Colts to pull it off.
They came close.
Yep.
They came close. I actually, when I clicked on it, and because you don't know who picked what until Sunday at noon.
Right.
And I clicked on it to see who everyone picked, and I was glad to see that you and I picked the same, sort of glad to see that we picked the same team, because if we had both lost, that would have been disastrous.
Right.
But I was glad to see that our opponents picked the same team, and especially a team that I thought there was a live dog in that game.
Right.
So I was excited that maybe we'd knock them out both at once, but alas, it was not to be.
Who did you guys pick?
We picked the Saints.
Yeah, which was never really in doubt, but game got a little close late.
Oh, what a gruesome injury.
Oh! They said that he might lose his leg?
I think right now he's okay.
Yeah.
Monitoring him. Zach Miller.
Yeah. That's the worst.
And he was on my face.
I don't like that. I don't like that broken leg. What did he have? Like a dislocated kneecap and tore arteries?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, that's the worst.
And they didn't give him that touchdown.
I know. I think that's kind of a touchdown.
That it's one of those rules where you have to complete the catch in the end zone.
Like, what if your leg falls off, though?
No touchdown!
Man, the NFL sticklers. I think at some point you got to be like, it's pretty damn good. I'll call that one a touchdown.
But, I mean, the guy sacrificed his leg for it. Might as well give him 6 points.
Yes. If you're willing to lose your leg for a touchdown, and it's the Bears, which, you know what, at the end of the day, did they end up scoring on that drive?
I don't remember.
Now I'm torn because I had Saints minus 7.5. I don't know. Maybe I didn't need that touchdown. I don't know. But either way, that was a gnarly injury, man. I felt bad for that dude.
I hate any injury where your leg's going the wrong way.
You don't like that?
No, I'm against that.
Okay.
So. All right.
Yeah, I gotta find my copy because Christina sent me the wrong copy for this one. So give me just a second. Let's pretend like I'm telling you about how excited I am for the Rockets game tonight.
You're pretending?
No, I'm pretending like I'm actually able to tell you about that right now until I can find the copy. Now I've got it. Tonight's the night, my friends. Tonight is the night. James Harden, the Houston Rockets, back in action tonight. The Sixers, the Philadelphia 76ers, for those of you who don't know NBA lingo, sometimes we just call them the Sixers, and their young stars Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid come into town to take on James Harden and Los Rockets. And it also happens to be a mix-and-match Monday presented by Mountain Dew. What that means is you can purchase one all-inclusive ticket for as low as $25, and here's what you'll get. One free beer, water, or soda. I recommend beer. One free popcorn, hot dog, or nachos. I'd probably go nachos on that one. And one free t-shirt, koozie, or poster. And I might go t-shirt there. The first 5,000 fans, you'll also receive a Rockets schedule magnet presented by Mountain Dew. Go to Rockets.com to get your tickets now. You're running out of time, obviously. Let's run as one with the Rockets. Rockets.com for tickets to tonight's game and so many more.